This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Former Lieutenant Governor and current Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mandela Barnes visited the Chippewa Valley this week, discussing the impact of tariffs and increasing gas prices with Chippewa County farmers. During the roundtable discussion, local farmers shared increasingly common affordability concerns with things like fuel and fertilizers, as well as potential changes to the Farm Bill later this year and health insurance premiums. Following the discussion, Barnes highlighted the importance of addressing those affordability issues.
The relief that people need is very real. These aren't talking points. The idea of affordability for so many people across the state of Wisconsin, across this country, is something that has created real devastation. It has created not just financial crises for people, but also mental health crises as people struggle to pay the bills, not knowing what the next day is going to look like.
The roundtable came just days ahead of President Donald Trump's scheduled visit to the Chippewa Valley on Friday in an effort to highlight his initiatives to help farmers. Asked what message he would want to deliver to President Trump from the roundtable, Barnes says it would be that the president is out of touch and not doing his job.
And that message would simply be Donald Trump is not doing his job. It would simply be Donald Trump is too out of touch to continue to serve in the office of president. And it feels like there are truly some cognitive issues that made him even less in touch than he's been, whether it's his first time as president or his first year back as president.
Farmers at the roundtable also shared their ideas for state-level policies that could benefit the agricultural industry, including more infrastructure funding for rural roadways and bridges, responsible expansion of renewable energy sources like solar, and establishing new agriculture-based educational programs. Barnes is currently one of seven candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for governor in the August primary. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A growing debate over automated license plate reader cameras is playing out in communities across Wisconsin, and it's drawing packed public hearings and sharp disagreements over privacy and public safety. At the center of the controversy is Flock Safety, a multi-billion dollar company that contracts with law enforcement agencies to install and operate networks of cameras that capture and store license plate data. Several Wisconsin communities have decided to end their contracts with Flock, including Dane County, Verona, Monona, Fitchburg, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay. Officials in those areas cite growing public concern over surveillance and privacy. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Police Department is asking for help with a 58-year-old cold case. The agency sent out a call for assistance with the murder of Christine Rothschild back in 1968. Rothschild was found dead after reportedly being strangled and stabbed several times during finals week when she was an 18-year-old freshman. She was killed next to Sterling Hall on campus, but no suspect was ever caught. University police encourage anybody with information to come forward, even if they think the details may be insignificant. President Trump is coming to Western Wisconsin today. The White House says the president is coming to highlight his support for Wisconsin farmers. As part of the president's trip, he's expected to speak at Custer Farm in Chippewa Falls. And UW Stout is taking a new name. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has approved a change in the name to UW Stout Polytechnic. Leaders say the new name reflects Stout's mission in regards to applied learning and research, business and industry collaboration, and career-focused experiences. The name change is the first for a school in the UW system since it was created in 1971. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Denver as the Brewers play the Rockies, the crew coming off a 12-9 loss at home to the Giants, and they lost two of their relief pitchers, D.L. Hall with a sore shoulder that flared up, Grant Anderson hit in the forearm by a baseball, and another half dozen more on the IL, Pat Murphy.
Priester, Woodruff, and Henderson. We've got relievers like Zerpa and Koenig that were going to be part of it. That's five major injuries. Rob Z's out again, so you got six pitching injuries already for a first-place club, but look where we are.
Hockey, Carolina beat the Las Vegas Knights 4-3 in overtime in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Game 3 tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Golf, the AmFam Championship underway this weekend at TPC in Madison. Jerry Kelly, Donald Driver, Jordy Nelson, and founder Steve Stricker will give it a go.
I haven't played hardly at all. Hopefully my body holds up and I'm able to get out there and play and have fun doing it.
That's Madison's Steve Stricker with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds today and warm with an isolated shower or storm possible later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the evening, then becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.